from Commonwealth Stadium. Let's light this rocket. We're underway here in Edmonton as the Saskatchewan Roughriders will take the return. The attempt for Brett Lowther, who's hit 16 in a row going back to last season. Ball is down between the hash. It is up end over end and puts it through. Saskatchewan on the board first with a 3-0 lead. Brett Lowther with a 50-yard field goal. Arbuckle takes the drop. He's got some room. He's going to throw instead. And well, he's completed a pass, but it's to the wrong team, and it is Moncrief who leaps into the air, and Derek Moncrief with the interception. Jürgen Huss with the snap, and the ball is up and through, and it's a 6-0 lead for Saskatchewan. We're in the second quarter of play, 6 minutes and 38 seconds to go. Brett Lowther has a couple of field goals. Riders lead at 6 Cobb. Castillo will attempt this one from, looks like about 52 and a half or so. We were watching him in the warm-up. He was hitting from 60 yards in the warm-up. The ball is down, kick is up, and he's missed it to the left. Morrow's going to bring it back out of the end zone, up across the 10 to the 15, cuts to the outside. Ball is free as he gets taken down, and do the Elks have it? Yes, the Elks have it. Don's red zone. There's the throw. That is complete to the 10 and to the 5-yard line before he gets wrestled to the ground. It's Kenny Lawler. And indeed, he doesn't get the ball as it's pulled away from him, thrown to the back of the end zone. Lawler goes up and grabs it. What are they going to call it? Touchdown Elks, and they're up Edmonton. Kenny Lawler takes the first pie out of the oven, and the Elks have evened it at 6. 14 yards on that play for Morrow. Jardo under center, he'll turn, hand it off to Morrow, and he'll finish the deal. Pulls the pile over into the end zone. That'll be a touchdown for Saskatchewan as they retake the lead in this one. So a field goal attempt from the 12-yard line for Sergio Castillo. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, and it's 12-10 for Sergio Castillo, who's missed from 52 and hit from 12. Is bad. Castillo has to go back and chase it, then he'll throw, and it is a completed pass to Matt Mingle, I think. And actually, he's down and hurt, it looks like. And man, two bad snaps in a row. He's thrown and he's going deep. He's got Arsenal open at the 40. He holds it in at the 30, the 25, the 20, 10-yard line, and then he's angled out of bounds. That's a huge gain for Manny Arsenal, and the Elks take over. For Sergio Castillo, there's the kick, and it is through. And the Elks take a 13-12 lead on a field goal from Sergio Castillo right at the end of the third quarter play. Who's 2 for 2 tonight from 50 and 18. Ball is down, kick is up, and it is through. 15-13 now. Peter Agier, the rookie, to Matt Mingle, the hold, the kick is up. And that's good. The Elks and Riders continue to trade field goals. Sergio Castillo has the latest, and that means the Elks have the lead. It's now 16-15 for Edmonton over Saskatchewan. A little bit more luck on his side right now. Fajardo takes a snap. Pressure's coming. He's got a roll to the left side. Got a man wide open for a touchdown, Saskatchewan. Lots of motion in the backfield as Arbuckle takes the ball, pumps it, and drops it, and the Riders recover. Pin it at around the 44 for Brett Lowther, who's 3 for 3 tonight. This one is up, and he's missed it. And the Elks will bring it out of the end zone. So the dream is still alive for Edmonton as they get the ball to the 10. Up and through, and it's a 10-point lead, 26-16. All this can do is make it look a little better. Everybody's going for the Elks as Arbuckle drops back, loads up, goes deep to the end zone, alley-oop, and who's got it? Intercepted. Intercepted in the end zone, say the officials, and that'll bring this one to an end.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.